Hello.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Big hello from Boston. Doing well. And how about you?
I'm good.
So good. I'm very happy for you and your threes.
Hey, three is one of my lucky numbers.
I guess with the three kids, the three Entertainer of the Year awards.
Yeah. And one of these days, they'll all end up with one of them. So that's cool. Yeah.
Well, that is cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, you've got one for each. Works out well. Something they don't have to share. And again, congratulations to being a new daddy again to Memphis. How is it different this time around?
It's cool. You know, I think I'm a little older this time, so I feel like I got a little bit more patience than I used to have.
Yeah.
A little bit more laid back these days. But, you know, it's cool. It's the first time being a dad to a little boy. I mean, I got two girls, and I love being dad to girls. But, you know, having a boy is like a new experience.
Got it.
So it's cool. And the fact that he looks exactly like me is it's pretty cool.
He is your mini-me for sure, and I love the pictures on Instagram. Keep them coming, Jason.
Yeah, he, you know, it's unfortunate for him, but it's pretty cool
for me. Can't get enough of those pics. And then there's the other baby, Rearview Town, that came out last Friday. Your eighth studio album. Did that go so fast?
It did. You know, to think back, it's weird to think that this is our eighth album, because it doesn't feel like that long ago. We were the new kid on the block. So
I know.
I don't feel like we've been around as long as we have, but I look back and I'm like, yeah, I guess we have been.
I feel like the other day we were playing Hicktown for the first time.
I know. It's crazy. But, you know, I'm just, it's cool to be this, you know, this far into my career and people still excited about the things we're doing and still want to listen to the music.
And you know you'll always be special to us here in Boston, because you were our first country artist to ever play Fenway Park.
Well, it was a big night for us.
Yeah.
I mean, me growing up a huge baseball fan, that was,
yeah,
you know, that was a bucket list thing for us. So it was, you know, Fenway and Boston always will have a special place for us. And hopefully, you know, we'll be back there to do it again soon.
In the meantime, we're going to see you May 26th with Luke Combs and Lauren Elena at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield.
Yeah, you know, this tour this year is going to be a lot of fun. I think Lauren was out with us a few years back. I think it was on the My Kind of Party tour, and she was brand new. She had just come off American Idol and really didn't even have a hit. You know, and she's come such a long way. Just
totally.
From a professional standpoint, I mean, just being an artist, but also just matured a lot as a person, and just the other night on the award show, I mean, she came out there and crushed it, you know. So
she sure did.
I'm excited to have her out, and then Luke Combs. I mean, he's on fire right now, I'm a real big fan of what he does. So I just think top to bottom this year, this tour is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, we can't wait. I mean, you couldn't have picked two hotter artists right now. And on the album, Jason, you've got a collaboration with another very hot artist, Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, Miranda and you know. We've been friends for a long time, and we sort of hit the scene together back in, you know, 05 or whatever it was. And, you know, I always thought our voices sounded really good together and had been wanting to do something else with her for a long time, and kind of hit her up on this record. I had a song in mind that I wanted to do with her, and the song that I actually sent her, we didn't end up doing. We ended up doing a different song, and the one that made the record was one called Drowns the Whiskey, which is a little bit more of a traditional sounding song. But she came in and just took what I thought was already a great song, and she took it and made it even better. So, you know, it's cool to have her on the record, and I definitely think it's one of the highlights on the album for sure.
You Make It Easy, the first single, already top five, and I love that it's kind of a departure for you, Jason. It's really a all-out love song.
Yeah, which is rare for me.
Yeah.
Typically, usually I do like the heartache songs, like The Truth, you know, Any Old Bar Stool, and things like that. But, you know, You Make It Easy is cool. I mean, it's a love song, and it's got a little bit of a bluesier feel to it, I guess. And I think that's the thing with this record, was I wanted to get back to sort of, you know, cutting those songs where people just didn't know. For the album, you really don't know where it's about to take you from song to song, whether it's going to be traditional country or blues or rock or even hip-hop or whatever. So I feel like I'm at my best when we're doing that and being creative and sort of taking the album in a lot of different directions, and I think that's what we were able to do with this album. So I'm extremely proud of it, and you know, can't wait for people to check it out. All the feedback's been great so far, so that's been cool.
We are super excited for all that is going on in the world of Jason Aldean. And before you go, I just have a few wicked quick fun questions to get to know you a little bit better. Like, what was the last song you downloaded?
I was downloading a lot of rock stuff because I was making a playlist for my ride. I rented a car and drove from L.A. to Vegas for the award show.
Oh, fun.
And so I was downloading a bunch of like...
Road trip songs.
bands like Tonic and...
Oh, cool.
Puddle of Mud, like old rock stuff like that, so...
And the last video game you played?
Last video game I played... was probably Call of Duty.
Such a guy thing, but because you have daughters, here's one for you. Ariel or Jasmine?
I'm a beach guy, so probably the mermaid.
Ariel. Texting or talking?
Texting.
What was the first country concert you ever went to?
Kenny Rogers and the Gatlin Brothers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old school. And your final one, name one thing that truly makes you happy.
One thing that truly makes me happy. I don't know, playing music.
Good answer. Thank you so much for playing along, Jason Aldean. You know we love you big time, long time, and we can't wait to see you in May at the Xfinity Center.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys.